some of these projects are still waiting, I think, for the initial guidance. But then after proposed, obviously there's another round of comments, and we take those into account and then try to publish the final regulations. There'll be projects where there are offshoots where we do other guidance, like revenue procedures or revenue rulings later on kind of thing. But that's the typical process. I mean, within our office, you know, in terms of all these code sections, right, the way that the chief counsel is organized is generally broken up more kind of subject matter experts of specific code sections. I'm in Branch 5, so we had jurisdiction over 64, 17, and 18, but most of the other provisions fall in our energy branch, which is Branch 6, and so they are particularly busy right now. So I think that's kind of the steps of the process internally are, you know, we take the comments into account, draft the guidance. It goes through a process where we're working with our Office of Tax Policy counterparts and also the IRS and taking the comments into account. And as it moves through the chain, there are a number of steps to get it through the chain. And as it goes up the chain, there's kind of fewer and fewer people having to approve, so there's a pyramid effect.
And just to chime in on that, I mean, we're waiting for guidance on hydrogen in particular, a few other things, 45Z, 45X, and, you know, we know Treasury and the IRS are hard at work and certainly appreciate it, but we're seeing kind of practical impacts where we have projects and developers who can't get financing yet because they're waiting to see this guidance. So hydrogen in particular, we have a bunch of clients who are just kind of twiddling their thumbs and waiting and hoping for something to come out. I think I saw like half an hour ago a news piece that said it wouldn't be until next year. I hope I'm wrong on that, but
I hadn't seen that news piece.
I'll forward it to you.
Although there was a rumor last week that it would be March of 2024, and then I thought they came back and said it'd be the end of this year, so maybe a moving target. No, but that's a good point on the guidance. I mean, you know, what we see is projects get to a certain point and get stuck because they can't get the financing. So obviously, you know, this guidance is important, and we understand it's important to get it right, whatever that may mean as well, to make sure that these projects can actually get built. But James, in terms of moving to final regulations, right, I know you worked on the 6417, 6418, and maybe this is a broader question, right? We've got guidance has come out in the form of notices that still need to get to proposed form. We've got guidance that hasn't come out yet. We do have proposed regs, and we're going to talk about transferability a little bit more in terms of how the deals are working. We do have proposed regs that you know are opening up the market significantly. What happens next on these proposed regs? Do we get to final on those fairly quickly, or is there a sense that we're you know that the IRS is going to go ahead and prioritize getting other guidance out to propose form, with leaving kind of final regs on the back burner until some of those other pieces of guidance come out?
I mean, ideally, you know, we're working on it to get it as soon as possible. I mean, I think ideally they'd love to have stuff for filing season, although with the proposed and the temp regs that were issued for 6417 and 6418, you know, there is the applicability language in there, which would give taxpayers the ability to rely on them, assuming that they rely on everything entirely and consistently. And so we do have those out. I mean, as far as what the priorities are, I can say that's, you know, above my decision-making level in terms of where the projects are. Obviously, I view my projects as they should be out as soon as possible. But I think you make a good point. I mean, there does have to be a balance because as the things move up the chain, there are fewer people. So I'm sure that those discussions are going on in terms of, you know, what are the things where the guidance is most critical to get out? And then, I mean, underlying that is, you know, there's just kind of a lot of tough issues under any of these particular code sections. New code sections, I mean, I've worked on a lot of reg projects. And, I mean, new code sections are particularly hard. I mean, the notices do help, right, because you get comments from people so it can help identify the issues. But, like, at some point in the process, you're staring at a blank blank piece of paper, and you got to come up with all the rules. So I know those are really tough to work on.